Welcome back, guys.
Good morning.
Okay,
we've had technical difficulties like
all morning.
Yeah. But we got it figured out, I think. I can't hear you through my headphones.
Really?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Let me turn it up a bit.
Lizzie's more like, has the controls.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Just testing, you know.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties, but like we're good now.
Yeah.
Also, I'm super stuffed up, so ignore that. I'm really congested.
Yeah, she came into my room last night. She's like, "Do you have a Tylenol cold?"
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I thought it was like my allergies, but then I was like, "It's too early."
Yeah.
And I went to work. Me and my one coworker are like allergic to all the same stuff, and she's like, "Dude, I've been taking allergy medicine like for like a week now." And I was like, "Oh, okay, maybe it is allergies."
Yeah, it probably is. Like, it's March.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the snow melted and then like came back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that could.
Yeah, I was also sick like until pretty recent. I was down horrendous.
Yeah.
In my bed.
Tis the season.
No, for real.
But yeah, it's been a while since we've been on.
Yeah,
Lizzie was sick last week.
Yeah, I literally couldn't.
Yeah, then we had reading week the week before.
How was your reading week, Hannah?
Traumatic. So I went to Cancun for reading week, and it was just like not a relaxing vacation. Like, I need a vacation after that. So like, the first day was good. Like, obviously, Mexico is just, like, such a scam. Like, I mean, it's so corrupt and stuff. Like,
biggest scam.
Right when we get there, it takes forever to check in. And, like, they made us pay this, like, environmental fee, which, like, was, like, $30 a person.
What?
And then, like, to have a safe in the room was, like, another $80.
$80 for a safe for each person?
And not for each person, for, like, the room.
Oh, okay.
Thank God. But, yeah, and then, like, we, like, met people at a resort and stuff, and they didn't have to pay this environmental fee.
Oh, what?
Like, oh, were they just, like, trying to take advantage of us?
Probably.
Because we're, like, young and stuff. Yeah, probably. Anyways, so just, like, that.
Environmental fee.
Yeah, like, pardon?
Like, excuse yourself.
And then on the second night that we were there, I was drinking, obviously.
Yeah.
And
as you should.
I did go to bed like for probably like an hour or two. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was in my friend's room. And they were all sleeping. And I went to the bathroom and either the floor was wet and I slipped or I fainted. Not really sure. Don't remember it. But I smacked my face off the bathroom counter and I woke up in like a pool of blood.
So scary.
Like, I like knocked myself out. And I woke up and like touched my face and it was like soaked with blood. So I turned on the light and like it literally looked like I murdered all of them in the room. Like, it was so like so
that's
much blood.
So traumatic.
And then
oh
I look
God.
In the mirror and I have a huge cut right above my lip. It's in between like my lip and my nose. And like, yeah, I don't even know. I just tried to like clean all of the blood that I could have, and I got it on like one of the guys' clothes and stuff. It was just so bad. So, and then I like, I don't know, I was so like out of it, so I just took like a towel and then went back into bed and just like held the towel over my cut like with like a bunch of pressure and just like went back to bed. And this was probably at like 6 a.m so then I wake up at like 7:38, like didn't sleep for long. And then I was like, oh, that wasn't a dream. That actually happened.
Oh, my God.
So then I went and, like, looked in the mirror to, like, see how bad it was. And, like, when I talked, like, it would, like, open up and you could, like, see inside.
Okay, I did not know the, like, the more detail of the story. Like, that is so scary.
Yeah. And, like, when I was talking to them, like, they would, like, look at me and, like, be like, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
so then my friend goes and gets like a resort doctor, and I'm just there, like, waiting, like, with the guys. Like, I don't even remember this morning, really. Like, I feel like I was still drunk, and I was, like, had so much adrenaline, was just in shock that it's, like, all a blur. So, yeah, she comes back with, like, a resort doctor, and they, like, come with, like, two other people that are, like, taking pictures of the room and stuff, like, to, like, so that, like, I don't sue them.
What?
Yeah. And they're, like, asking me everything about what happened and stuff. But anyways, the resort doctor is, like, you're going to have to go get stitches. So I'm, like, okay. So Kyla, like, my friend, like, she's, like, so extra. She's, like, she's going to need a wheelchair. So they, like, take me in a wheelchair through the resort. And then I go, they send me to a hospital, I go to the hospital. I asked the resort doctor too beforehand. I was like, how much, like, is it going to be? Like, how much should I bring? She's like, I bring a couple hundred. And I was like, okay, sounds good. So we do that. We go to the hospital. Surprisingly, there's no one there waiting, which was nice. So we got in right away. And they were like, they like cleaned it out and stuff. And then we were, like, asking about how much it would be and stuff. And then finally she comes back and she's like, so, like, the starting rate is 3,000 US. And I literally was like, pardon? $3,000
Yeah.
They said I was going to have to get 6 stitches. I was like, $3,000 Are you insane? So then, like, I was just, like, all emotional and, like, hadn't slept, and, like, also $3,000, like, what? That's, like, 4,500 Canadian.
That's crazy.
So then I call my mom, like, crying. I'm like, Mom, it's gonna be $3,000. And she's like, Hannah, like, it's fine. Like, they told me it would be a plastic surgeon doing it too. So she's like, it's fine. Like, it's gonna be a plastic surgeon doing it. Like, I want you to get the best, like, treatment. Like, I'll pay for it. Thank God.
Oh, queen.
Yeah, queen, Heather. For sure. I was like, I don't even have that much in my account. So yeah. So my mom was, like, very, like, chill about it. Also that morning too, when I called her, I was like, Mom, I have, like, a really bad cut. Like, and now I have to go get stitches. She's like, just take a shot of tequila. She's like, you'll be fine.
No.
And I think this is not. Before the doctor came and I told her that I had to get stitches. But I just showed her the cut. She's like, you'll be okay. Like, don't worry. But yeah, ended up needing stitches. Anyway, so the doctor at the resort said if it's, like, over $1,000 or, like, if it's a lot, like, to call her and talk to her first. So I call the resort doctor and she's just like, get out. Get out of there.
Yeah.
And I was like,
as you should.
Yeah. I was like, okay. So and then I tried to leave. And then they're like, it's gonna be 450 US.
When Hannah first told me, I'm like, is this girl getting held hostage? Like, what is going on right now?
No, literally. So yeah, I was like, I was just like all emotional at this point and like making a scene. I was like, what do you mean 450 to leave? You did nothing. Like, I was just like, I don't know, trying to like get them to get me leave. So yeah. I was like crying and stuff, and like I was like, let me go. And they're like, Kate, you know, you have to go wait in the room for like 10 minutes and sign all these forms. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So then I meet this girl at the hospital who's from New York originally. Now she lives in Cancun, so she can speak fluent Spanish. So she reads all the forms for me just to make sure I'm not, like, selling my life away.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much more of just, like, an incident report and being, like you, like, declined getting medical help, whatever. So then I go back to the resort. And also, like, backstory, I was on vacation, like, with, like, an organization. Like, it was, like, a grad trip organization, like, kind of like S trip.
Yeah.
So there was, like, organizers there, and one of them is, like, from Cancun. So she speaks fluent Spanish, and she was our Lord and Savior throughout this whole trip. Like, she saved us so many times. So her name's Gabby, by the way. Shout out, Gabby. So we go, and I tell Gabby the situation and stuff. She ends up hooking me up with a, like, local doctor who's, like, her friend's cousin or something.
Friend's cousin.
And she says, she's like, she can come do it, like, in your room at 3 o'clock for 450, or sorry, for 280 US. And I was like, done. Yes, deal. Let's do it. And, like, she sent her, like, photos of my cut and stuff, blah, blah, blah. So she ends up coming. like with like they had like three nurses and then her as the doctor and stuff. And they did it all in one stitch. She also gave me like anesthesia. Oh my God, that hurt so bad. Oh. Those needles. I also like have never been like needles have never bothered me. I like used to have to get needles weekly for my allergies when I was a kid. Needles have never bothered me, but oh my God, getting those needles in my cut too. Oh. I like Kyla was with me during it and I was squeezing the life out of her hands. Like I thought I was going to break it. But yeah, so then it took about like 20 minutes and the one side I couldn't feel at all. It was numb. But then once they got to the other side, it wasn't as numb and I could feel it and it definitely hurt a lot, but worth it. And then I, afterwards, like I've never had stitches before, but everybody that saw it and stuff was like, no, she did like such a good job. Like, yeah. And she was so sweet. Also, she was like hot. Like she looked like a Kardashian. She had like fake eyelashes, like lip filler, queen. Long black hair. Yeah. And she was super sweet. So that like worked out very well. But yeah, update now as for the scar. And the stitches, I got my stitches out a week later, so last Tuesday. And, like, at the time, they were, like, really, like, scabby and, like, gross and stuff. But now, it looks, like, completely fine. Yeah, it looks fine.
Just, like, a little scar.
And, yeah, and, like, I mean, it's just gonna, like, go away with time and stuff. Yeah. It could have been so much worse. I could have literally lost my front teeth. Or I could have broke my nose. Like, yeah, it just could have been way worse. And the only, like, really, like, the only, like, part that, like, really sucks is I have to stay out of the sun for a year. And I'm going to Europe for 2 months.
Which is crazy to me, because, like, what is the sun gonna do? I don't know.
Like, for scars, like, if you, like, put it in the sun, like, look at this one, for example. So, like, this was originally like this.
Yeah.
But the sun made it darker.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so, like, it's just going to discolor it, and it's going to make it stay forever. Yeah, I guess. So if I, like, because this, like, how it is right now, like, it can be gone in a year.
Yeah.
So I just have to, like, treat it right and stuff.
You're just going to have to wear hats all over.
Yeah. And, like, I want to go get, like, a special, like, 80 SPF, like, face sunscreen and stuff. Yeah, or, like, a sunscreen for scars. Like, I obviously don't mind spending, like, a lot on that because, yeah, I'm obviously going to have to be outside a lot this summer. But yeah, so it's good now. It could have been so much worse. I'm pleasantly surprised with how it's healing. It looks really good. But yeah, so that happened. And also one thing that was just super annoying, like it looked its worst when I was on vacation for sure. Like
yeah,
I had the stitches sticking out. It was like dark. It was scabby, like, bloody and just gross. And literally, like, everybody, so, like, since I was on a grad trip, there's a bunch of people from different schools, like, all our age and stuff. And they were all super jokes. Like, anyone that would see would be like, oh, my God, I heard about you. Like,
oh, no.
Like, yeah. Or they were like, it makes you look tougher, like, blah, blah, blah. But, oh, my God, it was, like, the grown-ass moms who were, like, would, like, literally be staring at me. I'm like, yes, I am aware I have a massive scar and stitches on my face. Like,
grow up.
And it makes me feel so bad for, like, people, like, who have, like burn victims and stuff. Yeah. Or, like, people that have these, like, skin conditions.
Just no, like decency at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, like, people literally giving me the weirdest looks are just straight up staring at me. And I'm like, do you have, like, zero, like, social cues?
I would stuff? Literally go like, up to them and be like, hi.
Yeah, like this one guy who was, like, there, like, all week. We kept saying he, like, looks like a bootleg. Like Diplo, like the DJ. And the one time he was literally sitting, I was waiting in line to get like nachos, and he was just sitting at this table beside, just literally staring at me. And I literally looked at him, I'm like put my hands up, I'm like, what? Like what?
Yeah.
Like you think I'm unaware. Like, thank you. But it's always like the grown people that do that. Like, I don't know, just disrespectful. But,
no, I know. That's so annoying.
But yeah, and then obviously just because it's on my face too, I want to like take care of it the mm-hmm. best I can. If it was on my arm or something, I literally wouldn't care. Like I have this massive other burn on my arm that I got there too, but I don't care about it. It's like whatever. But yeah, so also the the chaos doesn't end there. That was only the beginning.
Oh, yeah. No, this... I did not go on this trip, honestly, thank God.
Yeah, no, like, you would have gotten up to something for sure. Probably would. But two of my other friends got arrested and went to Mexican jail.
Mexican jail.
So, like, this was, like, on, like, the fourth night. So, when this all happened, or no, maybe the fifth night, I don't know. When my, like, injury all happened, that was, like, in the early hours of the third day. So, like, I, like, that whole day was kind of consumed by it. But, like, every night we still went out and stuff and, like, went on this trip. And then finally, like, I was starting to, like, feel, like, good and stuff. Even, like, the day that all, like, the, like, hospital and, like, all of that was going on, like, I was still in, like, a good mood and stuff. But then the next day I just woke up and I was like, damn, like, this sucks. I had a huge, I had a fat lip, too. I looked like Marge Simpson. And I was just, like, feeling, like, super insecure and, like, was just, like, of course this happens to me. I was more kind of, like, beating myself up over, like, how it happened. I'm like, I can't, like, this was such an, like, unavoidable incident. But, like, I also, like, didn't really know what happened. Like, I either fainted because I, like, just drank all day and didn't eat and was in the sun and was, like, I don't even know. But, or I slipped. I don't even really remember it because it was, like, in the middle of the night. So, yeah, I was just kind of more mad at myself. But, anyways, so this was one night on, like, the fourth or fifth day. And, like, everybody was, like, in a good mood. Like, we were all, like, we're going to, like, have a good night. Mm-hmm. We're all sticking together. Blah, blah, blah. Because also the night before this, one of our other friends, she fell and hit her face and had a fat lip and a black eye. So,
I saw that. I'm like, oh my God.
And yeah, we were just being like crazy. We were like, Kate, we need to behave. Like, let's have a good night. Let's all stick together. Because also, like, we'd go to like the strip from like our hotel. It was like a 5-minute bus ride. And each way it cost like $1. So we would do that. And, like, I mean, we'd all go together, but, like, sometimes, like, two people would be like, okay, we're going to go.
Yeah,
like,
other people would want. Two of our friends literally just walking on the side of the street in Mexico in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, craziness. But, yeah, so we would do that, and, like, we would, like, leave at different times. But, like, we'd always be with, like, one other person in the group. Like, nobody ever would be, like, solo. Anyway, so we were planning to, like, all, like, go together and leave together this night. So we all have a really good night. It was at, like, the place we were looking forward to the most. Because, like, since we were on this, like, organized trip, like, they would have, like, bars on the strip rented out for us. So we'd have, like, we'd have free cover. Because usually the cover is, like, $60 to, like, $90. It's super expensive. What? Yeah, it's, like, the strip in Cancun is, like, the Vegas strip. Like, the bars are crazy. There's, like, beach clubs and stuff. And, like, remember how, like, when we went to Vegas, like, girls are free, but guys are, like, $80. Yeah. It's like that. Oh, but, like,
okay, at least you guys got in for free.
Well, like, actually, like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure everybody, it's not, like, Vegas in that sense where it's girls are free. But it's, really? Like, everybody. But, yeah. But, so, since we were on this grad trip, they'd rent them out for us.
Okay.
And, like, people could still come in, but they'd have to pay. But if you're on the trip, then, like, you're good. So, it was all free cover, and it was all unlimited drinks there, and we get bottle service and stuff. Like, it was sick. Like, they'd bring us bottles, nice. And, like, yeah, it was fun. But anyway, so this was the one we were looking forward to the most. It's called Mandela Beach. Literally, Jesse's dad was like, you have to go to Mandela Beach. Like, that was my favorite place there. And it was so cool. It was, like, all outdoors and, like, really coolly decorated, and there was, like, dancers everywhere, pools, like, stripper pools, like, just, there's fireworks, the sparklers, like, it was crazy, and it was right on the beach, too, but had, like, pools and stuff. It was nuts. But anyway, so we all had, like, such a good time. Like, they played the best music. We were all, like, a good level of drunk. And then finally at, like, 2-ish, like, we were like, okay, like, let's go. And we were all ready to go except for two of our friends. And we were, like, trying to convince them to come. We were like, no, like, you guys were the ones that said we all need to stick together, like, come.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I guess one of them met, like, a guy. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So we were like, okay, whatever. If you don't want to come, like, you guys, you're fine, whatever. So, anyways, we get back to the room. We're all still being, like, hilarious and, like, in, like, the funniest, like, moods and stuff and just having a good time. And then all of a sudden, like, 5 o'clock rolls around. We get a call from one of them. and they're on the phone, like, crying. They're like, oh, they're what's getting arrested. And we're like, what? We're like, where are you? They're like, in front of the resort. So we, like, book it down to the front of the resort, and we see them both in the back of a cop car, and there's, like, a bunch of cops, and there's, like, resort people, and we're like, what is going on? And they're like, they tried to sneak someone into the resort, blah, blah, blah. So we were like, okay, like, what? We were like, where are they going? They're like, to jail. We're like, what? Like, how do we get them out? Like, where do we go? And the guy at the resort, like, he was like, honestly, like you have to go in the morning. He's like, if you go right now, they're just going to arrest you too. And we were like, what? Like, okay. So we're, like, yelling at them through the cop car. We're like, we're coming in the morning. We can't go right now or else we're just going to get arrested too. And the guy at the resort told us it's usually $300 to bail them out. So we're like, okay. So anyways, we go back to the room. We go to bed. We wake up at, like, 9.
So and they, like, spend the night in jail.
They spent the night in jail.
Oh, my God.
So, and then we wake up at, like, 9. And then we're, like, all still, like, in bed, like, on our phones, like, light off and stuff. Like, just woken up. And all of a sudden, the door, like, opens. And one of them just walks in. We're like, what? We're like, how did you get out? They're like, or she was like, they sent me, they gave me, like, 100 pesos to take the bus. It's to go get money. And we're like, what? And this poor girl too, like, looks so hungover, like, hasn't slept. Also, it was the one with the black eye and the busted lip. Like, she just looked like she went through hell and back. And we're like, oh my God, they took her phone, her jewelry, her purse, everything. Like, she had nothing on her. And we're like, oh my God, you poor thing. We're like, okay, let's all get up. We get rally up the troops. There's like 8 of us minus the one that was in jail, so 7 of us. So we get all of our cards. We go to the ATM in the lobby, and it's not working. We're like, okay, great. So I knew that there was one across the street at the pharmacy that I went to go get my, like, antibiotics for my cut. So I was like, okay, let's go over there. We walk over. That one didn't have enough money in it to take out.
That's crazy.
So then we end up busing to, like, the strip and go to, like, 7 different ATMs and banks, like, actual banks, and, like, talking to people, be like, this is what we need to do. Like, no one was helpful. Either our cards wouldn't work, they'd only take out pesos, blah, blah, blah. Like, there's just issues with every single one. And, like, we are just walking in the boiling hot sun, just trying to, like, figure this out. And then we end up, like, in this Mexican mall. And, like, when we walk in, they're playing, celebrate good times, come on. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, are you for real? The irony. The irony. But, yeah, so that happened. And then eventually we're like, okay, I don't know what to do. We're like, we're going to have to go to the resort and get Gabby. And Gabby, like, is the organizer that saved my ass. So we go, we tell her, we bus back to the resort, tell her what happened. At this point, it's like 1:30. And, like, we got up and probably left the resort at, like, 9:30, 10. So we've just been walking around all day trying to figure this out. And, like, the thing about Mexico, it's, like, everything there was just so complicated. Like, I don't, like, it was just never easy to, like, do anything. Like, everything was just, had to be so complicated. Yeah. Nothing could go smoothly. But, yeah. So, and I was just so worried the whole time, like, about our one friend there. Because, like, she probably thinks, like, they sent the one other friend out. And she's been gone for hours now. She probably thinks we're never coming to get her.
Oh, my God.
But anyways, then she ends up calling us. I guess she got a call and she called Kyla and she was so calm. I was so worried about her, but she was like, no, I'm good. She's like, I knew you guys have, like, I knew you're coming. She's like, don't worry, like, take your time, whatever and stuff. And she was good. So I was like, thank God. Anyways, so we bus back to the resort. We go tell Gabby what's going on. And then Gabby, like, she's like, I'm not allowed to leave the resort. We're like, oh, shit, like, okay. Like, and then she's like, let me talk to my boss, and then we'll see if we can work something out. Anyways, her boss ends up saying that she can go at 3. So her and our one friend who is in jail, too, just go them two this time. Because she was, like, also, like, you guys, like, you don't all have to come. It's like, also, I don't want, like, Like, I also, the first time we went, like, I didn't bring anything with me. Like, no passport, no phone, no ID, no vape, nothing. Because I just didn't want that, like, the police to take it. Because, you know, the police there aren't actually police. Like, it's, yeah. It's all just corrupted. Like, yeah, exactly. So, they end up going, and, like, I don't think they came back until, like, 6 o'clock, probably. Like, they were trying to, like, wire over money and stuff. Like, I, like, yeah, it was just complicated. But they ended up talking it down. So our one friend had to pay 400 U.S., and then the other one had to pay 200 U.S. So to get out. But, yeah, once again, Gabby saved the day, like, truly. Queen. And, yeah, it was just crazy. And, like, also while they were in there, I was looking up the place, and it was literally called Policia Turista. So it's literally for tourists, and it's pretty much like a drunk tank, except they take all of your belongings and won't let you out or give you your stuff back until you pay. And we, like, met other people, or sorry, on the reviews online, there was, like, such, like, insane stories, like, from people. It was, like, one girl was, like, my friend was getting arrested for literally zero reason, like, no reason at all, and she went to go grab her friend's purse so that, like, they didn't take it. As soon as she did it, they just put her in cuffs, too. And they slapped her friend across the face. Yeah, like, horrible stuff. Some people had to pay $1,000 U.S. to get out. Like, it's just a mess. And then we, like, met this guy at the resort, too, who he got arrested, like, the night before. And he was in the cop car. And he's like, here, like, this is all I have on me. And gave them $100 U.S. and they let him go. Yeah. So it's just about money, right? Like,
yeah.
But they did get mugshots, and I want them so badly.
They got mugshots? Yes.
And they said that there's this thing in it, like, called the judge, like, in the, like, jail cells. And you, like, can, like, go talk to the judge to, like, try and make, like, a phone call or something. And they talked about the judge in the reviews, too, online, but...
What? Yeah. Like a lawyer? Like...
I don't know. It's just called the judge. Like,
that's so scary. Yeah. Oh my God.
So that happened. Also, my friend got punched in the face by a guy. Who? Just. Yeah. That was a whole thing. Yeah, was it was it just like not a peaceful trip. But like, I was there with such a good group. And have never laughed harder in my life. Like, our one friend, Kendrick, especially, is so funny. So we had so many inside jokes. And, like I remember the one day when I first got my stitches and stuff. I was like, Kendra, stop making me laugh. Because I couldn't really move it that much. And I was just laughing, like, and, like, oh, my God, yeah. So it was, like, so funny. And, like, I mean, like, we got super lucky with weather. It was beautiful. Like, literally not a cloud in the sky. And yeah, like, it was still a good time. It was just like not a like relaxing vacation. Like, it was like hectic.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we met some really good people too, so that's good. But yeah. That was my reading week
overview.
Yeah, like, when I got home, when I got off the plane and I saw my mom in the parking lot, I literally like ran to her and like was tearing up. I was like, I am so happy to be home.
Aww.
She's like, can we go to McDonald's? She's like, yes.
Queen.
Yeah. The food there is also horrible. Like, I would eat one thing a day. I'd eat, like, one taco or one chicken finger or one croissant. Like, that was, like, I think I lost, like, 10 pounds. But.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So that was fun. How was your reading week?
It was more on the chill side. Definitely not that. I was just with my family. Went clubbing in Toronto one night. Got really, really drunk.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was good. It's this club called the Maddie, or just a bar in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. I've been to the Maddie. It's sick.
I've literally never been there, and I did not know what to expect. And there's just so many, like, different rooms and, like, different floors.
It's like a maze.
Like, it's, and it looks so small on the outside, but, like, once you're in it, it's massive. Like, yeah. I probably got lost, like, 20 million times.
Oh, I know. It's huge.
But, no, it was a really cool experience. But, yeah, other than that, not much really read.
for school.
You did some reading on reading week?
Yeah, actually.
Good for you. Thanks. I did none.
I bet.
When I came home, I had like so many assignments due last week too. I just had to come home and like instantly do schoolwork.
Yeah.
But now and this week I had like stuff to do over the weekend, and I had an assignment due on two on Monday. But now, like, I don't have anything due until
the 22nd.
22nd. Same. Yeah. When is that? When? 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks?
2 weeks today. Yeah, I think. I think, right? Or no? I don't know. Let me see.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
From 2 weeks? Today. Okay, yeah. Oh so my God, I have like.
So nice.
Yeah. I'm chilling for a bit.
Yeah, we're just chilling.
So that will be nice. Yeah, like, I can't believe this semester is almost, like, over already. This is my last semester ever. It's sad.
I have one more.
Bittersweet. But I just booked my Europe flight. So I'm excited. And Lizzie is in Portugal at the same time as me, so we're going to meet up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to stay, like, close to her so that we can all hang out for a couple days while we're there.
Yes, I'm so excited for that.
But yeah, I'm super excited. I'm going for 2 months, which is going to be insane.
That's
going
to be crazy.
Yeah. So I'm very excited. But yeah. Okay. Do you want to take a little break? Because I have to use the bathroom. And then we'll like get into some news topics and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. I'm down. Amazing.
And we're back.
Back and better.
Back and ready. Okay. So this is like I've been talking about this like segment for a few days now, what since Hannah brought it up.
Yeah, and I don't really fully understand it, but it's been like all over everything. Like I'm guessing TikTok too.
Oh, that's how I like started like being consumed by it. But yeah. This is the Hailey Bieber, Justin, and Selena Gomez drama.
And I just have to say, first of all, like, because, I mean, even before this happened, people always be like, Selena, he's meant to be a Selena. Who cares? Like, yeah. They dated when they were, like teenagers.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
How, and it's celebrities, too. Like, why do you care so much?
Yeah, no,
leave
but
these
now.
People alone.
I know.
Now, like, I don't even
I'm,
know.
Like, seeing, like, all these things. Like, at first, like, I did not really care. I'm like, okay, like, this has been happening for literally years. But since, like, people, like, started, like, deep diving into it, I'm like, wait.
Yeah, so I don't know a lot about it, so I'm, like, excited to get into it.
Okay, so we found this timeline, and it's breaking down Justin Bieber's romances with ex Selena Gomez and wife Hailey Bieber, a timeline.
A timeline, yep. All right, let's get into it. So, in 2009... Justin met Hailey for the first time after her dad, Stephen Baldwin, introduced his daughter to the singer in 2009. Okay. February 2011, after Gomez referred to Justin as her little brother for years, they made their red carpet debut as a couple at the Vanity Fair Oscar party in February 2011. That same month, Hailey posed for another photo with Justin at the premiere of the movie Never Say Never.
There's girls everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't know that Justin and Hailey went that far back, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, she was, like, a huge fan of theirs. Like, there were so many tweets that resurfaced from Hailey, and she's like, oh, my God, like, Forever Alone. Like, Selena and Justin, like, are so cute together. Like, I wish. Like, blah, blah, blah.
That's
like,
crazy.
All this stuff. When she was, like, their age and stuff.
That's, like, have you seen Taylor Lautner's wife? Who's also named Taylor. So now her name is Taylor Lautner, too. Like, they're both named Taylor Lautner. Yes. But she tweeted a super long time ago, like, Team Jacob forever or something. And now they're married. Like, she was, like, a fan.
That's crazy.
Which is hilarious. Okay. So then November 2012, Justin and Selena called it quits for the first time for after more than a year together.
Wow. Wait, I never knew why they broke up.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, they had crazy schedules.
So, 2013 to 2015, after reconnecting in April 2013, the Drew clothing designer and the Wizards... Okay, just say their names.
Yeah, literally.
Like, what? They got back together. For the next 2 years, their relationship was very on and off again.
Okay, got it.
All right, so December 2015 to March 2016, Justin and Haley packed on the PDA on New Year's Eve. The romantic relationship, however, was over after a few months. In March 2016, the Spring Breakers actress was spotted at Justin's Los Angeles concert shortly after he shared a throwback photo of the couple via Instagram with the caption, "Feels."
Okay, August 2016, amid reconciliation rumors, Justin started seeing Sofia Richie. Gomez reshared at her on-again, off-again boyfriend via Instagram after he told his followers to stop hating on Richie on social media.
I didn't know they dated.
Me neither. Okay, November 2017, at the end of Gomez's 10-month relationship with The Weeknd, only 10 months, she was spotted having breakfast with Justin. Oh, go off.
I forgot her and The Weeknd dated too.
Yeah. That's so random.
It is random.
December 2017, just because Justin was back with Gomez doesn't mean he wasn't friends with Haley. The exes communicate via text. Okay.
Anyways.
March 2018 to May 2018, Justin and Gomez were spotted packing on the PDA all over Los Angeles and at Justin's dad at Jeremy Bieber's wedding in Jamaica. Their reunion didn't last. Sad. June 2018 to July 2018, U.S. broke the news that Justin and Haley were hooking up again. In June 2018, their relationship quickly went to the next level with the musician proposing a month later.
Yeah, I feel like they got engaged really quickly.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I have, like, a conspiracy.
Okay, I do.
September 2018, Justin and Haley exchanged vows at a New York City courthouse in September 2018. Justin stayed away from Selena to be loyal to
what? Wait, now my... Okay, you're going to have to read the rest because that says, exclusive, this content is reserved for subscribers.
Oh, God.
Okay, so
September 2019, a year later, Haley and Justin celebrated 1 year of marriage and tied the knot again. This time, the twosome invited their family and friends for a celebration in South Carolina. Meanwhile, Gomez was in a good place, according to a source.
Good.
October 2019, in 2 months. Like some lyrics, like Selena sang in her first single since completing treatment for her mental health struggles. And she sang, like, the chapter is closed and done or whatever. While fans assumed Haley responded to the track by sharing a song titled I'll Kill You via Instagram hours after Gomez's song dropped, the model slammed the speculation. October 2019, as Lose You to Love Me continued to make waves, Haley was accused of sending a message by sharing Summer Walker and Gina Echo's song, I'll Kill You, via Instagram. Okay. Exclusive, too.
Yeah, what? Okay, let me try entering my email address.
Okay, wait, it says, I can still read it, kind of.
Okay.
November 2019, Haley wasn't mad about Lose You to Love Me at all.
I just had to type in an email address and it worked.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I put it in a fake one. So. Okay. Okay, where are we at?
I think we're at, let me look, November 2019.
Okay. Okay. Haley wasn't mad about Lose You to Love Me at all, an insider told us.
I love how it's like, all how like, do they know? Yeah. Like, what insiders, sir?
Blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. October 2021, Justin and Haley arrived at the Met Gala, and they were bombarded with fans yelling Selena Gomez's name.
That's horrible.
The model's cousin, Ireland Baldwin, called the situation disgusting via TikTok at the time. They're one of the happiest and most in-love couples I've gotten the chance to be around. Ireland responded to the footage. They don't care about them. Laughing, crying emoji.
I love how, like, all of the close people to them are like, oh my god, they're so happy, blah blah blah. Meanwhile, in like all interviews, it's like, I thought marriage was gonna solve all my problems. Like, Justin was saying that. I'm like, oh god.
Yeah, that's also, that's like messed up though, to be yelling her name.
Yeah, like, I know it is.
Okay, April 2022, Hailey fired back at trolls who continued to compare her to Gomez in the comments of her TikTok videos. She said, "Leave me alone at this point. I'm minding my business. I don't do anything. I don't say anything. Leave me alone, please. Enough time has gone by where it's valid to leave me alone. I beg of you, truly. That's my only request. Be miserable somewhere else, please." Rightfully so.
Facts, as you should.
Okay, and then in May 2022, after Gomez and Hailey both shared videos revolving around skincare, the Rare Beauty founder shut down speculation that she was mocking her ex's wife. "This is why I believe in taking care of your mental health," Gomez commented via TikTok. "Guys, no idea what I did, but I'm really sorry. Zero bad intention. Deleting soon." Okay.
When was this?
May 2022. Oh, okay. So then September 2022, Hailey Bieber went on Call Her Daddy, and she shut down the notion that she stole Justin from Gomez. All right. November 2022, the actress shut down speculation that there is lingering drama between her and Hailey 1 month after the pair posed for a photo together at the annual Academy Museum of Motion Pictures Gala. "Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not even a thing," Gomez told Vulture. Mm-hmm. And then in February 2023, despite denying the feud between the two, Gomez reacted to a TikTok video theorizing that one of Hailey's since deleted posts was about her. Hailey had uploaded and quickly taken down a video of her lip syncing to the popular audio. "I'm not saying she deserved it, but I'm saying God's timing is always right," which some fans predicted was aimed at Gomez. Okay. Why do they think it's about her?
Okay, so, like, I know way too much about this, but Selena Gomez, like, she was, like, posed, like, from paparazzi, like, they, like, took photos of her, like, in a bikini, and, like, she has lupus, like, she's struggling with, like, stuff or whatever, and, like, she looked, like, you know, a little bit, like, thicker, like, whatever, it's normal.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, she was getting so much hate about it, like, people were just being so rude, like, body shaming her, all that stuff. And then Hailey, like, I guess, like, she's like, "Oh, I'm not saying she deserved it, but God's timing is always right."
Oh.
Like, saying, like, "Oh, like, Hailey's been, like, hated, like, this entire time." But, like, now, like, I guess, like, Selena Gomez is, like, getting all the backlash.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, this is how, like, the entire thing, like, literally started.
Uh-huh.
And then people, like, started, like, resurfacing, like, photos of, like, Hailey, for example, like, got the same exact tattoo of, like, the G or whatever. Like, Selena got it, like, for her sister Grace, like, behind her ear. It was, like, a cursive, like, G. And Hailey got the same one, like, behind her ear, like, the same, like, exact, like,
G. For what?
No one knows. Nobody knows. Like, that's so the weird thing. Like, it's so weird. And, like, there's so many things where it's, like, oh, like, captions or descriptions. Like, people, like, took it to the next level, like, years back. Like, oh, like, Selena Gomez, like, posted this photo with this caption, and then Hailey did the same thing, like, a few days later. Like, basically, like, Hailey was always, like, copying Selena. And then, she, Justin or whatever, like, time ago gave Selena, like, this ring. It had, like, a J on it, like, in cursive. And it was, like, a sparkly ring, like, it was cute. And then Hailey got this, like, tattoo, like, on her, like, thing. It was, like, a J. And then it was, like, a sparkle. Like, oh, it's God. Just, like, crazy. Like, I don't even know. And then people are saying that when they got married, like, we, as we all know, like, Justin is, like, a Canadian citizen or whatever, and he's, like, trying to get, like, his American, like, green card or whatever. And basically, like, he married Hailey, like, to get the green card, and, like, you have to stay, apparently, like, I don't know if this is true, but 5 years, like, married, like, to the person. So that 5 years is up in September. Ooh. So people are like, oh my God, like, are they going to, like, break it off?
I feel like she's going to be pregnant by the end of the year. That's my prediction.
Really?
Also, side note, did you see what I sent you yesterday? Remember on the podcast when we were talking about Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
And I said he's going to have three kids this year. He's already, the one's already pregnant.
So. That's crazy.
Yeah. This is baby number 13.
She might actually, yeah.
No, I know. I feel like they're, like, due to have a kid. I feel like it's going to happen this year.
But yeah, like, I don't know, like,
social media, like, twists a lot of things, especially with celebrities. So, like, that's why I, like, never really care for it. But, like, he does not seem happy. Like, he does not, he has not been, like,
well, why hasn't he defended out? Her yeah, once? Once. Like, that's your, like, wife.
And even for his birthday, like, I don't, like, I've seen these pictures, like, floating around the internet. He, like, posts, like, a bunch of photos. And, like, it's all of him, like, smiling without her. And then when he posted, like, pictures with her, he just looks so sad.
God. Okay, yeah. So, anyways, Selena ended up commenting on a TikTok and said, "It's okay," she commented on one user's post. "I don't let these things get to me or get me down. Be nice to everyone." That same month, Gomez chimed in when a clip of Haley seemingly dissing Taylor Swift resurfaced online and said, "So sorry, my best friend is and continues to be one of the best in the game." Okay, my only thing, though, is, like, why is Selena, like, feeding the fire? Like, why is she commenting on, like, random people's TikToks? Like no celebrity comments on, like, TikToks, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, I think a lot do.
I don't know. But... So, March 2023, fans speculate that Justin threw shade at Gomez's... Or threw shade at Gomez while celebrating his 29th birthday. I'm so thankful that I didn't end up with what I thought I wanted.
Okay, there's these, like, party favors. There's, like, engraved, like, bottle openers or something. And it's probably about, like, his addiction. Like, it's not a shade.
Yeah, I agree. So March 2023 also, despite fan speculation, a source exclusively told us that Justin has been an amazing support system for Haley throughout all this drama. He knows how happy Haley felt after she and Selena made amends and thought they had put this all behind them. She's been leaning on Justin and knows he has her back no matter what. Their marriage is stronger than ever, and it's challenging times like this that only strengthens their bond.
Okay. Go off.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of the things are reaching.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's definitely weird behavior on Haley's part. I think both of them, honestly, have been doing some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if it's, like, really that big of a deal, they would have just worked through it, like, them too. And, like,
I feel like they should, like, especially, like, hey, like, even that, there was this thing where, like, Selena, like, laminated her eyebrows too much or whatever, like, yeah, on Instagram, and then
so that's what I first saw.
Yeah, so Haley then I think it was Kylie posted, like, oh, like, I did too much, and like the text was on her eyebrow or something.
No, she said this was an accident.
Yeah, this was an accident.
And that, honestly, I don't think was about Selena at all.
I don't think so either.
I think she accidentally took a photo of herself and then said this is an accident.
Yeah.
Because how does saying this is an accident relate? Yeah. Like, that doesn't even make sense for...
And then the next photo was, like, Haley and, like, Kylie, like, FaceTiming or something, and, like, their eyebrows were, like, up close, and I'm like,
yeah,
hey, like, people are reaching for this. But yeah, it's just too much.
Yeah. And didn't Selena comment something on a TikTok about that and was like, no, I love Kylie or something?
Yeah, but like, they both did. Haley lost 1 million followers with
I think it's even
drama.
More.
Yeah, probably yeah. More. And then Kylie Cosmetics lost, like, so many followers. Like,
and then Selena gained
and
a
then
bunch,
people
right?
are, like, getting mad. Like, people thought, like, Kylie was getting mad because, like, Selena, like, passed her in, like, her following or whatever. So she's, like, the most, like, followed, like, girl, I think, on Instagram right now. And people are like, oh, like, Kylie's mad, like, blah, blah. And, like, so many people are, like, so extra. Like, when you, like... Like, they are throwing away, like, Kylie's products and stuff. I'm like, you gave her the money. Like, this isn't doing
anything. Yeah, it doesn't
anything.
Do anything.
Like, people
it's
are,
just
like,
a waste.
Breaking, like, their lip liners, like, Kylie, like, lip kits and stuff. Like, there's, like, I'm like, okay, like, there's literally no point to this. Like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, it's so dramatic.
I guess the sales in Rare Beauty have gone up by so much. Like, the Rare Beauty, like, Instagram page, I'm pretty sure, gained like 500 plus K like followers.
Well, apparently her makeup is actually amazing. It is.
No, my little sister actually has, and it is pretty real.
Heard it's super good. Yeah, that's crazy though. Holy.
It's a lot.
It is. Well, I guess that's all that's happened so far right now.
I think so, yeah. And then Selena like posted a TikTok, and it was like her, like she's like back on the internet or whatever. It was like a makeup tutorial, like using like all of Rare Beauty products. And then in the end, like people are reaching for this. In the end, she's like, "Thank you," like mouth, like thank you. And I'm like, okay,
damn, yeah. I don't know. I feel like
it's interesting.
They should just handle it them too. Like it doesn't.
Yeah, it's interesting to follow, but like definitely like doesn't really matter.
So, any chance you think this is all for PR? Ooh,
probably. People are also saying how like Justin is in like arranged marriage, cause, like people.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's a stretch. I don't know.
Cause the thing, like, well, why people are saying this is cause like the dad or like the parents of both of like their whatever were like, oh yeah, like you guys have the same values like about God and stuff, and like you basically should get married.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know.
Well. Interesting.
The more you know.
The more you know. Yeah, I still, like, just, like, I don't know how I feel about, like, I just don't have an opinion because I don't care. Like, that's all. I don't, like, I feel like everybody's, like, Team Selena, so I guess Team Selena, but, like, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Also,
Haley's behavior is just, like, weird.
She's also just born into like wealth, like she hasn't really.
Yeah, she's a nepo baby.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. She's a nepo baby. Like, she has like a mild like modeling career. Like,
yeah,
not even anything. Like,
agreed.
While on the other hand,
crazy though how much the internet switches up. Because I feel like Hailey Bieber was like that it girl. Like everybody would be like, Hailey Bieber, like, makeup look, like, Hailey Bieber street style, like, she's known for having, like, such good, like, fashion sense and stuff, like, and she starts all these trends. Hailey Bieber nails, like.
It depends, because so many videos resurfaced where it was, like, oh, like, they, like, were calling her, like, Gigi, and she's, like, I'm not Gigi. They're, like, Bella?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy how fast the internet, switches their opinions.
No, that's true. I do remember, like, the whole, like, marble or, like, the pearl nails or whatever.
Yeah, or what did she do? Like, the donut, the glazed donut skin. Like, there's so many. Yeah. There's so many.
Yeah.
Like, people always do, like, Hailey Bieber-inspired street style. Like, yeah, she was, like, super trendy.
Yeah, and now it's just, like, the whole internet is against her. Literally. But also, this has been literally happening for, like, years upon years, like probably like a decade now.
I know, and that's kind of the reason why I'm just like, who cares? Like Justin and Haley or Justin and Selena started dating when they were like literally like 15 or something, like,
yeah,
obviously it's like, I don't know, I feel like it's over with. But yeah, speaking of other couples, did you see that Avril Lavigne and Tyga are dating?
Oh my God, that is the randomest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Like, so random.
Like, what? Yeah. Like, I don't think it works. Like, in my opinion, it's just way too weird.
Yeah. No, I know.
I want to search it up, actually. They were caught at, like, a fashion show together.
Yeah, so crazy. What else has been going on in the news?
Oh, this is so random. This is probably, like, this is, like, way back. But, like, I was watching a movie, like, an old movie. Like, it was, like, a dance one or whatever. And there was, like, this, like, I just searched up, like, the cast after. And, like, I was, like, stalking all of them because I was bored. It's, like, 3 a.m. Uh-huh. And then this guy that was, like, in the movie, like, he was, like, one of, like, the main dancers or whatever. He was a backup dancer for Jennifer Lopez. And then like, I was looking into the news. I'm like, they used to date. I'm like, and then I asked, like, our other roommates. I'm like, they're like, yeah, like, Jennifer Lopez, like, dates, like, all of her, like, backup dancers. I'm like, that's so weird.
That is weird.
I know. But, yeah, that was just.
Have you been seeing all of this, like, drama with, like, Vanderpump Rules, that show?
No.
Okay, Vanderpump Rules is, like, a spinoff of, like, one of the Real Housewives. But I don't know. I keep seeing... I just didn't know if you watched the show. I don't watch it either, so no, I don't really know. But,
what happened?
Some, like, one of them, like, cheated. Like, they're, like, married. Mm-hmm. And then the guy cheated on the girl with, like, another cast member.
Oh,
and they were like best friends. Yeah,
that was horrible.
Also, Kids Choice Awards happened. Should we look at some like fashion?
I'm so down.
Okay, I haven't really seen any yet. Let me search some up.
I've seen like really bad ones.
Really?
Okay. Do you know the girl from Fast and Furious? Like the have you ever seen those movies?
Yeah.
What's her name? They did her so dirty.
Oh, no.
Like, so dirty.
What's her name? I feel like it's all, like, TikTokers now that are there. Okay, I'm sending you a link, and we'll go through it. Okay, so this link is from E! News, and it's called Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards 2023 Red Carpet Fashion. So if you want to follow along and see what pictures we're looking at.
Oh, Michelle Rodriguez, Letty.
Oh, wait. Okay, it's maybe so she's bad. In this.
I hope look. So, because it's horrible.
Okay, so do you have the link pulled up?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Oh.
All right. Up first, we got Miss Charli D'Amelio, TikToker. Oh,
my God.
Also, this is, like, no hate to anybody in these.
It's, once again, disclaimer, we are not fashion icons.
No, we...
Still wearing sweats.
I'm still in sweats and my moon boots, so... Yeah. Okay. Charli D'Amelio. She looks really good, but, like, this dress, I just don't love. It looks good on her, though.
It just looks so weird.
Yeah.
Like, just the top, like, the black does not make sense. If it was all pink, like, that would be really cute.
Yeah.
And, like, some accessories, but, like...
Yeah, no accessories either.
No, nothing.
I'm giving it a 4.
Like a 3.5.
All right, then we got Landon Barker, who is Travis Barker's son.
He looks like Spider-Man.
He looks so... How old is he?
He's, like, Charlie's age, maybe? Aren't they
old's Charlie age. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But how old's Charlie? Like 19?
18? 17?
He's 19.
Old is she?
He looks like such a little baby.
Just a baby.
I actually do kind of like this. Like, I like the chain. It's different. It's cool. Look at his metallic nails.
Oh, that is pretty cool. He's giving just like those E-boy. Yeah.
yeah, I'd give this like a 7.
Yeah, I'll give it a 6.
Okay, and we got Halle Bailey. Like, I like this. It's just, like, not dressy enough, I feel like. She looks gorgeous, though, like, her hair, too.
She looks really pretty.
Yeah.
It's
like a bodysuit with, like, these, like, satin pants.
If the pants were, like, different.
Yeah.
I like the bodysuit.
I do like the bodysuit a lot, too.
What if it was, like, turned into a dress? Like, that would be nice.
Right? Yeah. Has potential. It's just, like, not there. No. I'm giving it, like, a 5.2.
Oh, yeah. She's in The Little Mermaid.
Miranda Cosgrove. It literally looks like she's going to the club.
Not even. It looks like she's going for, like, brunch or something.
Yeah, literally brunch.
What is this girl?
It's just, like, a yellow plain dress.
Just
it's
such, like, the most plain dress I've ever seen.
Yeah, once again, like, no jewelry, like, nothing.
Giving nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I give it a 3.
Yeah, like a 2.5.
Wiz Khalifa, Sebastian Thomas, and Amber Rose. They literally look like they're going to, like, the mall. This is a 1 for me.
That's like a 0.
No, like, this is actually 0. Look at her boots.
Oh, my gosh.
This is horrendous.
What is the boy wearing?
I don't know.
Did they just, like, roll out of bed?
Okay, look at the next one, too. Kelly Rowland Titan Weatherspoon and Tim Weatherspoon.
They literally look like they're just...
Yeah, like she's wearing jeans. Is this like a chill award show? I don't know. I guess. Still, you're still on a red carpet.
Literally. At least he looks a bit like...
Yeah. I don't even know.
God.
Oh my gosh. Look
yeah, at... this is her.
Michelle Rodriguez. What is she wearing?
No. I was like, are you kidding me?
Is this for real?
Everyone's like, they did her so dirty.
I wouldn't even... I'd be like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
It's like this sweatsuit that like is all different patterns matching. And she's wearing like those old like Osiris shoes. Yeah. Like they're probably like Jordans, but like they look horrible. She looks like she's like, I don't even know. Like this is what like the kids at the plaza who'd sell drugs across the street from my high school would wear. No cap.
It's so bad.
That's horrible. Literally zero.
I'm like, you were literally such a baddie in like all of, like the Fast and Furious movies. Like, what happened?
Yeah. Okay, BB Rexha. Yeah, I'm not crazy about this.
It's just a jumpsuit with like random glitter. Yeah. Are those gems?
I don't even know. I give it a 3.
Give it like a 2.
Oh my god. Colleen Ballinger. Miranda Sings. I'm not even going to talk about this. 0. I know it's, like, probably a joke. She's literally wearing socks with flip-flops. But.
No, the thing is, I saw her, like, talk about this. She's like, I went on, like, as myself, and, like, no one even knew who I was. Like, she was just wearing, like, her regular clothes, like, whatever. She, like, looked pretty. She's like, I did not feel myself. And then, like, no one, like, one person took my picture. Like, no one knew who I was, basically. Uh-huh. And then she went on as a, what's her name?
Miranda Sings.
Yeah. And then everyone's like, oh, look here, look here. And she's like, oh, I felt more comfortable like that. I'm like.
That's crazy. Okay, Montana Brown. Not sure who this is, but I actually really like this.
Love Island. It's cute.
Yeah, like, it's a cool, like, pregnancy outfit, too.
Yeah.
It's like a two-piece. She looks really pretty.
Wait. I know who this is. She's pregnant? Who? No, this is a star from Love Island. Like, I love.
UK?
Yeah. Wait, let me actually look real quick. That's crazy.
Yeah, I give her, like, a 7. Oh, this next one's really cute. Okay, YG and his daughters. They look so cute.
Aw, cute.
Lizzie's busy, like, creeping this girl's Instagram. Who's she, like, pregnant with? Like, a rando?
I think so, yeah. No idea. Anyways. Aw.
Isn't that really cute? His daughters are so cute.
I love that.
Yeah, this is, like, an 8. I like this.
Yeah, it's, like, an 8.
They're twinning. Frankie A. Rodriguez. Ooh, no idea who this is. And what is this outfit?
I literally think this is like a chill event because there's no way.
This looks like the first day of high school in like grade 9 and the guy's like trying to be trendy. He's wearing like a palm tree jeans and Converse.
It's not even just one palm tree on the crew neck. I get that, whatever. Like a small little palm tree, cute, whatever. It's like filled with big palm trees.
Yeah, this is a 0 for me.
Like, -1.
Laura Bell Bundy. I don't know who any of these people are. She's wearing like this like
ew
Art Deco like
suit.
0. 0.
Oh,
these are all really bad. Okay, Bella Porch. This is cool. Good. Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I'll go like a 7.7.
On the bottom.
Okay, Kelly Rowland, we already saw her and her family.
Horrible.
Heidi Klum.
0.
Yeah, this is like a 1.
This is like Claire's meets like red carpet.
Yeah, no. India Masara. I don't know who this is, but I like it. Like it looks like she looks like a mermaid. Looks like
Sheen.
Yeah. I'd give it like an 8 still. Like I like it. I like the heels. It's cute. I would wear that.
5.
Kira Kozarin.
God.
Don't love this.
It's a corset and cargo pants, but they're not, they're like leather cargo pants.
And like, they don't look very like fitting, like the whole outfit like,
yeah, doesn't look like it got
tailored at all.
At all.
This is like a 3.
Yeah. Taboo and Family. The Black Eyed Peas.
Aw. Cute. They all look pretty swag, honestly.
They do.
I like this. I'll give it like a 7.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7 too. Little baby. Jason and Loyal.
Oh my god, they're so cute. They all are literally like his twin. They all look so much alike.
They are really cute.
Aw, I like this. I'll give it like an 8. Yeah. This is really cute.
They're baddies.
Dana Heath. I like this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the best picture of her, but.
Yeah, the hair.
Yeah. But, like, the dress itself is cute. It looks good on her. I give it, like, a 7.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7, too.
Jack Griffo.
Sir.
Yeah, not huge about this. Kind of, like, emo vibes.
Yeah. Like, what are we trying to accomplish here,
miss? I'll give it, like, a 4.
Yeah, I'll give it, like, a 3. Oh.
Oh, and that's all.
That's all.
Well, those were pretty rough.
Those were, like, the worst ones I think we've seen.
I also didn't know, like, half those people.
I know. Like, what is, like, the kids' choice? Like, what are they?
I don't know.
Awarding.
Should we look up the awards?
Too? Yeah. Like, what's the, I guess.
Okay. So, favorite kids TV show. The one that won was Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
I think it's a bit of everything. Favorite family TV show was Wednesday. Makes sense.
What? Where was Jenna Ortega?
Oh, yeah. Was she there? Is this my computer?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a stupid ad. Favorite reality TV show was Master Chef Junior. The other, okay, another nominee is The Masked Singer. That is, like, the worst show in the world.
What was that?
I don't even know, like, exactly what it is, but it's, like, someone sings and they're dressed up in, like, a, like, weird, like, what are they called? Like, a mascot costume? Like, you know, those, like, of, like, an animal? I don't know. It's really, like, weird.
God. I don't think she was...
Yeah, she's kind of, like, too good for this, I feel like. Favorite animated show is SpongeBob SquarePants. Are they still making episodes?
Are they?
I guess. Okay, favorite female TV star was Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay. Queen. Love her.
Favorite male TV star was Joshua Bassett.
Who's that again?
I have no idea. Favorite female TV star for family was Jenna Ortega. Favorite male TV star was Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things.
Look at Dixie's outfit.
Oh my lord, that's horrendous.
It literally has SpongeBob on her dress. It looks like it's like Forever 21 or something.
Okay, yeah, there's like, I think it's mostly, okay, favorite female artist. The nominees were Adele, Beyonce, Billie Eilish, Cardi B, Lady Gaga, Lizzo, and Rihanna. And the winner was Taylor Swift. Like, this just makes no sense. Like, why was, like, Rihanna nominated? Like, she hasn't dropped any music in 6 years. It's
been 6 years.
I think 7, maybe. Like, it just makes no sense. No, like, literally. I love her, but, like, why this year? Favorite male artist was Harry Styles.
God.
Favorite music group was BTS.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite song was As It Was by Harry Styles. Favorite music collaboration was Sweetest Pie, Megan Thee Stallion, Dua Lipa.
I love Dua Lipa.
Favorite breakout artist was Dove Cameron.
Okay, Queen.
Favorite album was Midnights by Taylor Swift. Favorite global music star was Harry Styles. And favorite social music star was Bella Porch.
Who's the most? I wonder.
Favorite male creator, Mr. Beast. Favorite female creator, Charli D'Amelio. Favorite social media.
I'm not going to lie. Sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Unpopular opinion, I think Charli is falling off.
Yeah.
I have not heard anything from this girl.
Favorite social media family is Ninja Kids TV. What is that?
What is that?
Favorite female sports star is Serena Williams.
Queen, always.
Like, these categories are just so random. Yeah. Favorite male sports star, LeBron James. Is the winner. Like, what? Favorite celebrity pet? Olivia Benson Swift.
Pet?
Yes, oh, pet.
Taylor Swift.
Favorite video game, Minecraft. Favorite book, Harry Potter book series.
This kid was
like what is...
I'm sorry, this award show was fully, like, made by children.
I know. And it's, like, favorite book, like, the Harry Potter series. Like, what?
Favorite
that
ended,
that's
color.
So old.
I know.
Yeah, that's, like, random.
Okay.
Well... Anything else you have to add today?
Not really, no.
Well, me neither. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else in the news that I've seen. I'm so congested, holy. But, yeah. I mean, it's a nice day out today. Yeah, unless you're going to the gym after.
Play.
Yeah, go get some fresh air. We have St. Patrick's Day soon.
Oh, my gosh.
That's another, like, I saw, like, Canadian Party Life was, like, posting the St. Patrick's Day dates. Like, what do you mean? It's just on St. Patrick's Day.
People are saying, like, oh, like, this page is, like, getting, like, such a power trip.
Honestly, you don't control Facts. When St. Patrick's Day is.
No, literally.
But, like...
Like, why would you... You're so right, because I'm like, okay, like, I usually just wait for the dates, like, for Hoko especially, like...
Yeah.
Like, that's fine, but, like, why would you celebrate the day after? Like, that's so weird.
Like, St. Patrick's Day, even if it's on a Monday, that's still the day that you celebrate it.
Yeah.
And it's literally on a Friday this year, like, that's perfect.
That's such a good day.
Yeah. So...
No, I'm so excited. Got my fits planned.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to see what Weather Network is saying.
I think
it's still a little early, but like
it's gonna be nice.
Yeah.
I'm calling it.
I hope so. Last year we got so lucky.
We got so lucky. Like
that was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Okay. When is it, the 17th?
Yeah, I think so.
Right now it says 1 degree in flurries.
Yay.
Well, fingers crossed.
Well, I'll still be wearing a skirt, so if you see me, I will be freezing.
Yeah, I have no idea what to wear.
But that's okay.
It's okay. Could be worse.
Exactly.
Okay, well...
Anyways.
Yeah, I think that's all for today.
We'll see you guys next week. Happy Women's Day.
Yeah, happy International Women's
Day. Shout out to my boyfriend. He didn't know what day it was. Just thought it was a Wednesday.
Men.
Anyways,
but yeah, we will see you next week.
Have a great week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.